Mainstream media and alternative media have been at odds with each other ever since we could distinguish between them, which is probably why there is a division amongst those on either sides of the two cultures. It is a never-ending intellectual jolt picking at the idea of who's more informed than the other or who's more woke. Welcome to another episode of Light Work with Black and Angela. My name is Angela and I'm pleased to be back with the hopes to provide you with more incredible and insightful information about how to best navigate through this maze called life. Today I'll be talking about reflecting on the function of media. What we need to wrap our heads around is the fact that information is constantly being refined and, more importantly, recontextualized to be resold back to us, meaning that what is mainstream can become alternative and what is alternative can become mainstream. African indigenous knowledge is one example of the hidden stories that were stolen from its people, refurnished, and then sold back to them. Today, many of the ancient scriptures have been modernized and brought into the mainstream. To be more specific, we now have many religions that mimic African indigenous knowledge, Christianity being one of them. It is important to understand that mainstream media refers to the channels of communication that information is passed down upon. It does not refer to the nature of the information. As a conscious community, we need to consider that our messengers may be misinformed on certain matters. Sometimes mainstream media is the more reliable source. Mainstream is where most people consume information, hence mainstream. Whether you are learning about business, science, metaphysics, or tourism, it's important to sift out fake news from reliable sources, academic research from what is trending. In the book The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, Naval states, "Arm yourself with specific knowledge, accountability, and leverage," alluding to the process of how well we apply and integrate the knowledge we consume into our personal lives. Are we evolving into better versions of ourselves, or are we simply spinning around the same wheel in the name of sounding intelligent? Lastly, knowledge exists to be shared. It exists to educate and enlighten those who stumble upon it on their personal growth journey. It ceases to compete or quarrel about who is the best. Humility is key to understanding that everything has its function and that everyone requires different tool sets to grow. Thank you for joining me. Remember to always be kind to yourself. Stay tuned for our next episode.